drunks in Robert McGill's basement. We got Surge!
Welcome.
Dude, drunk, man. I only had one beer.
Dude.
Yeah, and it's not four drunks, man. It's five. You forget Robert.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's passed out.
He's on the couch, yeah.
He's
on the couch. That was the plan, right?
He left us in here.
Help. We're in his basement. We can't get out.
He was like, yeah, you guys can record here. And then he just took the keys.
Man.
He took the keys, and he's like, y'all don't leave until you give me a bitching show.
Honestly, he gives us one case of beer per hour. Just to make sure we're, you know, providing.
He only left us with pizza and fairy dust.
Dude. Fairy dust.
Yeah.
Is that what he calls it?
Probably. Oh, or nice. That's what I call it. Because every time I do, I see fairy dust.
I think he used it all, honestly.
Some kind of dust.
Some kind of dust, right? I'm joking, man.
Yeah, joking. It's all jokes.
It's all jokes.
Right, so. Jokes.
Don't
wink, wink.
Wink, wink. It's all jokes.
Cool. So, welcome, Evaldi, to the Rockdown Lockdown.
Woo! Man, right, man, I can't believe Robert let us just, like, do this.
Indeed.
Man, he's actually cooler than what I thought.
Man, honestly, I mean, I was happy. He said beer, and he got my attention there. So, yeah. I was down.
Yeah, I like Instagram stalking every day because I love his hair. Dude's got beautiful hair.
Seriously.
Oh, man. I'm in envy. Like, we're all losing our hair. He's, like, growing. This is, like, beautiful.
Seriously. Yeah. We need tips.
Robert,
we seriously need tips.
Tips.
How many times do we need to brush it? You know, how many?
Yeah. Oh, man. What kind of brush?
Yeah.
And what kind of conditioner? We need all this critical information. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, man, we're here at the EvaldiRadio.net studios. Also known as Robert's Basement.
Nice. Nice.
And we're just going to have fun, man. Would you right?
Yeah. Listen to music, spin some records.
We're going to spin some records, like literal records.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to tell you about our upcoming album and a little bit about what's going on with Surge. Mm-hmm. And we're going to drink some beer and we're going to listen to some tunes.
Nice. So,
right?
Yeah. Take a seat, Valdi, and let's do it.
Yeah, so.
Get some popcorn.
Get some soda. Yeah.
Get some snacks. Some snacks.
Some beer, some whatever you do.
Get comfortable. Listen to your headphones, fall asleep, and you might dream of us. Who knows?
Nice dreams.
Nice dreams, yeah. Because we love to meet y'all guys. Y'all guys, like, this town is an amazing town. And
it's the best town, man.
Yeah.
Valley, Texas.
Yeah, it's and like... town. And, like, we have a show coming up in October 2021, the Metalachi Show.
Right. That's with Main Street Uvalde, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to Susan Rios. Shout out to
Randy Records,
man.
Yeah.
He's gonna have the Surge record.
Yeah.
When it comes out.
Nice.
So, badass, Randy. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey man, going to start it off, man. We're just gonna keep on talking for like a freaking hour or so. So what do you want to hear, man? You know, you look through Robert's secret files of music, of rock music.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
We had to like recommend a few gems that he's got now on rotation, but start off, Cat.
Let's kick it off with some Guns N' Roses.
Some GNR.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low.
God, quit that shit,
are you
man.
Serious?
We said no country tonight.
Are you really singing that?
Normally, this is a country station or whatever, but not tonight.
Look,
while we're here.
Surge takeover, man.
Surge takeover.
Honestly.
Look, man, I'm the human jukebox. Whatever comes through my mind, it's going to come out, all right?
Yeah, no kidding.
I can't argue with that. Yeah. I seriously can't.
Yes. What was she singing the other day?
Dude.
Ace of Base.
And everything in between, man. Honestly, like,
I can go up, I can go down, I can go sideways.
I'm still looking for the off button. I don't know.
ain't that some of the lyrics kept on one of the songs?
Yeah.
One of our original songs?
Yeah.
Hey, man, talk about our album. Let the people know what's going on.
Yeah, so we got a album coming out next year, 2021. It was originally planned for this year, but stupid COVID had to come in and ruin everything. So,
right.
You know.
So, like, yeah, we get a lot of messages about that, you know, so just in case, you know, you're interested out there, right, we're going to drop our first release in April and the album in July, but, you know, everything got screwed up sideways and upside down, and you know, now everything's pushed back to 2021, so kind of sucks, but, you know. It's all good.
Yeah, what can you do, right?
What can you do, man?
You know,
just make the best out. Just like sit down in a lockdown and play jams like we're doing right now.
Hell yeah.
That's it, right? Mm-hmm. Just have fun.
Gus, let me ask you a question, man.
Yeah, man.
Have you ever been in love?
Maybe a couple times.
Oh, man, never be in love, dude. Come on. Are you serious?
Dude.
Hold on.
Dude, you are like always. What does Kat say on stage? You're always, what do you say about before we do that one song, Kat? The one cover song? You're never too old.
To rock and roll.
But you're always too young to fall in love.
Hey, man.
Yeah. Why don't we play that song, dude?
Yeah.
Why don't we play that song?
Yeah.
A little crew. Everyone's got to have some crew. All right. Woo! This is for you, Valdi.
We'll be right back.
And then I was like, why did the 80s guys put socks down the pants?
Okay, first of all, we're back live, but...
Wow, that's
that's a question.
That's a hell of a question.
You want to answer that, Eric? I know you do it.
Shut the fuck up, man. Yeah, man. So I don't know. You know, it was to get chicks, really.
And, that's a great reason.
You know, basically, what happened is that. You had to do that until you start listening to heavy metal in the 80s.
Oh.
Because once you listen to heavy metal, like on a daily basis, your penis just got bigger naturally.
Wow, right? That's...
And then the sock came off.
It's science.
It's science, bro. It's science.
I mean,
you know, that gets censored too, but whatever. It's science.
You can't argue science. I mean, if it's, you know.
Yeah, I believe that that Fauci was the one that gave us that idea. Back in the day.
Wow. He told you to stuff socks down
your
pants.
He was doing it before anybody. Just go back and check, Google some pictures.
Some
1980s.
Pictures.
But yeah, man, so now I answered your question. So why don't guys do it nowadays?
I don't know.
I
think it's just personally they just like they're lowering their pants.
Yeah, that could be it. That's but true. You know, I think most bands don't really want to put in the extra effort and dress up. You know,
right?
Go out. You know,
it could be that. It could be. So you're saying like, you know, what are you saying?
I'm just saying, you know, guys should wear a little makeup now and then when they play. You know, nothing wrong with some eyeliner, you know.
So indeed.
Spandex and eyeliner. Why
spandex?
Not
indeed,
eyeliner and
that.
Hairspray, man. And we keep stealing it from Kat.
I know these bitches
keep stealing my makeup.
I used at least four.
My eyeliner is literally gone, like in four shows. I got the guitar players just stealing all my stuff.
She's not lying.
It takes like four cans.
I got the bass players stealing my lipstick.
But you buy the prettiest shades, is all I'm saying.
Oh yeah, but they're for me.
Hey, we share. We share because we care.
Well,
I just take it, man. I don't know.
Well, we're in a new, like, decade where sharing is not caring.
Seriously. It's true, right? Social distancing.
Yeah, so 6 feet apart.
Yeah,
six feet apart.
It takes at least four cans of hairspray to do my hair. So I if I have three of y'all's, I'm good, you know?
And by the time that I need to, like, do my makeup, it's like, I'm, like, doing, like, half-assed because half of, the, like, these two keep stealing it.
Dude, she buys the good stuff. Like the hairspray, right? Right? Like, we get, like, Aquanet 99 cent. She gets the good stuff. It smells so nice.
Oh, whatever. Cry me a river.
Sorry, Kat. Hey.
I'm going to put that on your bills.
Deduct it from our pay.
It's like 25 cents to use my eyeliner.
That's pretty smart.
Hey,
I pay it. She's a good light. A good eyeliner.
For every minute. So if you're struggling, that's another 25 cents.
Right. Right. You know, I miss the days when, like, girls would put on your makeup for you. It was awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
touch your face and put it on right, and you didn't look like a clown.
That has some end, yeah.
You know.
Hey, that's a new...
That was cool.
Is that why you're always in the makeup aisle? Are you just talking to girls? That's all you're doing?
That's a great way to pick up girls. Really.
I'm going to try that. I'm going to go right now. I'll see y'all later.
Oh, do you know what shade this is? It's like, I'm just wondering because my singer doesn't want to do it for me.
Hey, man. All right, so let's play another song.
Let's do it.
What do y'all say?
Yeah.
Who hasn't picked a song?
I think you haven't picked
a song. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'm gonna play, you know, screw the 80s. I want to play something new, something cool.
Huh?
This band that I really dig.
Uh-huh.
Actually, she's a singer that I really dig, and she's hot. But that's not why I dig the song.
Right.
But anyway, this chick, her name's Dorothy. Check it out. This one's called "Down to the Bottom." It's a badass jam.
Oh yeah, I heard of her. Yeah. We'll be right back.
the bottom. Take me down, everybody down. Take me down, down to the bottom.
I had the beer, dude.
I had the beer. You know, he didn't authorize any of this.
Shit.
Oh yeah, hey guys. So we're back from the song. A little bit of Dorothy, huh?
Yeah.
So how about we talk a little bit more about our socials and our, you know, some of our our website.
Yeah, dude. Well, you know what? I'm getting texts right now from people asking me about.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah.
About, I know Kat's been getting texts too.
Yeah. Yeah. About the album, but also yeah, you just said website. So I actually just got a text from Josie.
Oh man.
Oh wow.
Who's that? Yeah.
Well, I could say her last name, but she probably wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's asking about our album, man. So I don't know if you want to talk about that.
Yeah.
We can talk about it.
We mentioned it earlier, right?
Yeah.
But in case you weren't listening or whatever.
Yeah. So we've been working on a, you know, just a studio released album. And it was set to get released this year, 2020. But like we said, COVID happened and all that stuff. So we decided to wait and release it for 2021.
Right. So... 10 original songs are on the album, right? All written by the band, you know, and, you know, we like them. We hope you guys like them. It's what we call hard rock and roll, you know, which is different from hard rock. It's different from heavy metal. This is our own kind of brand, and we call it hard rock and roll.
Yeah, the album's already finished. It's already in boxes. It's already ready to be.
It's waiting to be. By the way, pre-orders, right? Shoot.
Yeah.
Pre-orders, man.
Pre-orders. Yeah.
So
people already got some pre-orders in.
Yeah. So if you're interested, visit our website. Right. We just put that up.
Yeah, I think it Surge Rocks Hard, right?
SurgeRocksHard.com.
Yeah. You can do pre-orders there. You can look for merch. You can look for
definitely
really anything about us, you know?
Yeah.
So, but we do got to say that the pre-orders are going to be vinyl albums, right?
That's right, yeah.
So if you buy the vinyl, we're going to ship it to you, and you're going to get a download card along with that. So you can download you can have it on your phone digitally or whatever.
You're going to get a download card. You're going to get, like, signatures from the band.
Yeah, we'll sign it. Wow,
nice.
All right. Hey.
We'll get some
she just made that up.
Yeah, so I guess we're signing now.
It's on the air, man. So.
Well, it's already pre-ordered, so it's like... You know.
Yeah, I guess...
So why the hell not, right? It's, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, if you pre-order, you deserve a sign.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure. For sure.
Like, you know, so...
And that's how we make decisions, just like that.
Yeah.
So the album's coming out in 2021.
Who needs a manager?
Yeah, I can't wait to get playing live again next year.
Oh, for sure, man.
If you want to get a little bit of a taste of what we've done, you know, just kind of go back and kind of relive our memories with us.
You know what? We're also playing in December in Houston.
That's right, Houston. Yeah. Shout out to H-Town.
So if there's any Houston people, like, listening right now.
Yeah, Rosebud.
Rosebud.
Tommy.
Hey.
Tommy.
Yeah.
It's like, or any Houston
April.
People.
Yeah.
Y'all go check it out. We're going to be playing at the Acadia.
Yeah, Acadia, Houston, Acadia. Texas.
So.
Check it out, man. Yeah, actually, we loved it when we were down there. It was freaking amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a badass experience.
Met a witch. It's crazy.
Met a witch.
Yeah. It was intense, yeah.
So badass to be like, you know.
Totally caught me off guard, you know. I thought I was buying tea.
Yeah,
then she's like, you know, I'm a witch, right? I was like, oh,
that was so badass.
Right, let's do it, you know. I was cool with it.
Yeah, no, that's a rock and roll show, man. When a witch shows up, legit witch.
Oh hell yeah!
Yeah,
it's like like the best of the best.
That's why we had a bitchin' show.
Yeah. It was good luck.
It really was.
Yeah. Yeah, so shout out to April, man.
Yeah.
You know, we're coming back your way
coming
in December.
Back.
Cannot wait. You know, and 2020 really screwed us up because we had a lot of really cool stuff planned that we couldn't say, but I guess now we kind of can say. Like, we were supposed to go to Germany for the Oktoberfest.
Oh, yeah.
That really blew. South by Southwest got canceled. You know, that sucked. Mm-hmm. You know.
There was some planning for Europe.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit of a tour going on there, but...
Shout out, actually, to the new wave of classic rock, man, which... which reached out to us, right?
Yeah.
Those guys are amazing. If you don't know what that is, you know, check them out on Facebook or whatever.
Yeah, if you're a fan of rock, you know.
Yeah, if you're a fan of rock, man, it's an amazing organization, New Wave Classic Rock. You know, we can't wait to work with them.
Yeah, and also shout out to, like, Dragon's Milk for liking our pages on Instagram.
Dude, Dragon's Milk is, like, we want to make that the official Surge beer.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's what our guys are drinking, like, right now.
Why do you think they start off at 11%?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They start off at 11%. That's, wow. They go to 11. That's all I can say.
It's not a beer if it's not 11%. Honestly, it's just water after that.
It's a wine cooler.
It's a wine cooler.
Cool.
All right. So, hey, yeah, man. So, who's next? Is it?
I think it's back to
Kat.
Yeah.
Kat, pick the next tune, man.
Oh.
You know, yeah, shit. Uvalde's tired of listening to us. Pick a song and make it bitchin'.
All right. Faster Pussycat.
Oh, yeah. Tell me.
Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy.
Baby, baby, why won't you let me be?
For what? What did I do?
For not liking Poison Ivy. What the hell?
Oh, come on, man.
Dude.
What's up?
Are you serious?
You're like bathroom wall or nothing, dude. Right, with Pastor Pussycat.
I'm sorry.
It's everything that I like, you hate.
I'm sorry, but...
Wow. Yeah, they fight like this all the time.
Yeah.
You know, the bass player and the drummer, we're the cool ones in the
cool,
band.
Yeah,
we cool heads prevail, right?
Yep.
Just like now, we're like, they're going to keep fighting. Mantini, pick the next song so that Cat can... talk really bad about it.
How about we do some a little bit of metal going on here? Let's do some I'm Insane by Rat.
Nice. All right, here you go.
Fridge to get a beer of dragon's milk, but tripped over Robert when he was walking by. The tension in the air can make a child cry. So he's crawling to the fridge. You can hear the click clacking of the beer falling on the ground.
Take your time, let's see if I got this right. You're telling me you found a new sound.
We hear moving. We can hear it a mile away. But no. Now we hear boots.
It's Nikki Six. They're fighting for the beer. We've never seen something like this.
Man, our bass player must be drunk. Nikki Six is in Ohio, or Utah, he's in Utah.
He's so
Now we just hear boot clacking over here. Click, 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 click. So the next song, Teeny, do you want to say anything? Or Gus, what song?
How about Sella? My Michelle from Guns N' Roses.
Ah, that's a nice one. I really like that song. My Michelle, going out to Eric Lee.
Talking about shit about me and Robert.
Nah.
On the floor.
Only all the time.
In sexy positions.
All the time. Oh, God.
Oh. We didn't say that one, you know. It's just, that was you, bro.
That was all you.
No, man. That's what Locke told me.
What?
Screw y'all.
No. It's like you and Locke are going to fight now.
Yeah, man. I thought we were having, you know, I thought we were the cool ones in the band.
Well, things changed.
Yeah, and Kat, for your information, Nikki Sixx is in Wyoming.
Oh, Wyoming. Oh, I'm sorry.
She's somewhere in the...
But you're in the area, right?
Yeah.
Utah?
I was in the area. Utah. I was in the area.
Right?
I was getting my facts almost straight.
Which I've been to Utah, and it's a beautiful place.
Really?
Oh. Really? I would move to Utah.
Utah.
I would move to Wyoming, man.
Wyoming.
We got a tour out that way.
Yeah, we definitely got to go out, do some shows in Wyoming.
Indeed.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. No, seriously, Utah is a beautiful place. Beautiful.
I think you showed us some pictures, right?
Yeah, yeah. Of my trip to Utah.
Yeah.
Right?
All those strip clubs and...
I mean, I think it
was... Dude, no, that was not in Utah.
Oh. But,
you know, let's not talk about that.
I'm just saying. you showed me something. I don't know where you were at, but...
Yeah. Dude, seriously? You know who's listening?
Who?
Anyway, next song. Hey, man. So, Dokken was on your list. Dokken's on my list. Can we do a double dose of Dokken?
I think we can.
Double dose of Dokken.
Hell
because
yeah.
Dokken fucking rocks.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Some Dokken for you guys. Thank you. Dude, the hottest band in the world.
Kiss.
Kiss, man. Kiss my ass. Why haven't we done any Kiss, man?
I don't know.
For real.
Seriously, who's spinning the records?
Who's producing this show, man? This is a crappy show. Damn. Go wake Robert up.
Right.
We need his help.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're doing.
No, seriously.
We're not professionals here.
Definitely not professionals.
We're kind of just like for shits and giggles. Yeah. But sadly, we have to come to a close.
It's over. It's been an hour.
Man.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It's already been an hour.
We only drugged Robert up for an hour. So he's going to be up in a little bit.
He's
going to want us out of here.
Yeah.
He's going to kick us out.
He's going to kick us out. He needs to get to bed early. He's got a busy day tomorrow. You know how it goes.
He's a busy
Because we sleep till like 3 in the afternoon doesn't mean like everybody else does.
Yeah.
Right.
That should just be the standard.
Seriously.
I mean,
Yeah.
Up all night, party all day.
CT, Surge Central Time.
Surge Central Time. Dude, hell yeah.
Surge Central Time.
I like it.
Oh.
Bro. So, all right, let's. Why don't we do one more song and then wrap it up and get out of here before Robert kicks us out?
I think that's a good idea. Let's do it.
So, Kiss song, man. We haven't done a Kiss song. We said, let's do Kiss song. What do you want to do, Kat?
Shout it out loud.
That's all we're saying.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Shout it out loud from Kiss.
Man,
well, I hate to wrap it up, but Robert's waking up, so.
He looks pissed, man.
Yeah,
he looks so pissed.
He's going to kick us out.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, we need to get out of here, man. We're going to go continue the party, though, right?
Yeah.
We've only had, like, 10 beers, so.
Only.
We're not done.
Yeah.
But, you know, unfortunately, we got to We gotta head out of here.
Cool.
It's been fun. We're out of the cellar.
Out
of the dude, we should hit some rap.
We really should. That'd be fun, yeah.
Great. What song? Out of the cellar. What song? But yeah, hey, screw that. But before we do that,
Don't forget our socials.
Yeah. So, give us a follow on Instagram and Facebook. You can find us at Surge Rocks on both platforms.
We also have like our single platforms, so you can follow me at 007 Jackson.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm Dan Martini on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Right. Eric Lee on Instagram.
Gus Locke on Instagram.
So you guys can follow us all on Instagram. Yeah. So, and give us a shout out, text us.
So please do it because.
Followed y'all. Just like, yeah. We'll,
if you like fire, hard rock music, mm-hmm. You know, you're going to like.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because we love everybody.
We occasionally set ourselves on fire every now and then. Right? So
we did that on my birthday, too.
Yeah, we really did.
Yeah. That was awesome.
So
it's a good thing that we have a friend that's in the fire department.
Yeah, we have a buddy in the fire department that was at your party.
Yeah.
Right? And he was like, he was a voice of reason.
We did it anyway.
Yeah, Tina was on fire for a little bit.
Yeah, because like I think Kat heard that you could... Light, what was it, Germex?
Yeah.
On fire?
Yeah.
Right, we tried it on Teeny?
Don't try it at home.
It burned like a bitch?
Yeah.
What a great name for a song for the next album.
That would be good,
burn like a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Burn like a bitch.
We'll start writing that already.
Dude.
Do it.
Yeah.
All right, well, that was the Lockdown Rockdown.
That was the Lockdown Rockdown. We had a lot of fun. Yeah, so we're going to be all over the place in 2021. You know, we've got some big announcements coming up also here pretty soon and for sure in 2021 when the album drops. So, you know, if you guys hear of us coming out to your area, make sure you stop by and say hi.
Yeah.
Love to meet y'all.
Love to meet y'all.
Surge out.
All right, so we're going to end with Out of the Cellar because we're out of here.
Yes. I think so.
What song from Out of the Cellar? Man, who hasn't had a turn to pick?
What's a good Out of the Cellar song?
You know, Round and Round is the classic.
I was thinking Round and Round. I mean, you know, finish off strong.
Because you never know. Robert might chase his Round and Round.
Well, I think he's coming this way right now. So
he's coming this way. Round and Round, Out of the Cellar. Hey, you Ali. It's been
bye-bye.
Sweet. We'll see y'all later.
Love y'all.
You Ali Rating.net rocks.
Rise, hide the dark bells, abuse the cells, get in our way. you want.